This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen back in the saddle down in Washington at the studios of Radio America. Just think, Kara, you'll see me in my beautiful face a week from today. Woohoo! I'll be in the studio with you. And maybe I'll bring Daisy up. Maybe she can add some color to the activities there. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus and a moment on what is America's favorite holiday. If you don't know what it is, you can maybe be guessing for a moment, whilst Jennifer, who's in California, both of us are in California. I'm the quasi-California resident. She's the real deal. The governor of California, neither of us would have voted for this guy, but he's he's there. Now, the deal with PG&E, that was done with Jerry Brown. So are you surprised, and are people in California surprised that Newsom has rejected that $13.5 billion settlement? What is it, not enough?
No, he's under a lot of pressure right now, and for multiple reasons. There's a recall effort underway on Newsom. The homeless population is exploding.
He's such a wonderful governor. My God, I'll tell you. Fabulous job.
And, of course, there's been lots of criticism because there's been a lot of light shown on these deals that PG&E had with politicians in California. So what's been going on, PG&E is the gas company, Pacific Gas and Electric is what it stands for, that took the blame for one of the, I think, the deadliest fire in California. California Governor Newsom rejected a $13.5 billion settlement that PG&E struck last week with thousands of people who lost their homes, their businesses who had personal loss, like family members who died in these fires, in a series, actually, of devastating fires that drove PG&E into bankruptcy. The decision was announced late on Friday in a five-page letter to PG&E CEO William Johnson, who looks at this as a major setback in their race to meet a June 30th deadline to emerge from bankruptcy protection. Newsom said the plan, quote, falls woefully short under state law because proposed changes to PG&E's governance and financing were insufficient to provide safe, reliable, and affordable service to its customers. Now, this is from events that happened in 2015, 2017, and 2018. Yeah.
Can you imagine the bad PR? These people are so immune to bad PR, they don't even begin to understand. Whoever is in charge of PR for PG&E should get fired, or his entire staff, his or her entire staff. I use the expression from time to time, tone deaf to the realities of what people are thinking about their business. I mean, most of these huge conglomerates like this, the phone company, the gas company, these type of public utilities, they have such horrible horrible relationships with their customers, and because they've been allowed to get so big by the government, then, you know, they get, okay, so you can't touch us. We'll just barrel our way through. And this is a perfect example of that.
Well, but don't let Gavin Newsom fool you here, because the reason they're trying to make a deal, PG&E, is because they want to be able to access $21 billion in California taxpayer money that was created by the Democrat governor, Gavin Newsom, and the state lawmakers to help insulate utilities if their equipment is used to spark catastrophic fires. So they're trying to make a deal so that they can also access some of the funding that's already been set aside by the government. And that money was not created by the governor and lawmakers. That was created by stuff that they're taking out of my paycheck and out of everybody else's paycheck here in California. So there's so many different pieces to this story, and we're really only getting like swaths of it in the news media. And that is that PG&E had to not only, they were supposed to commit to fix their infrastructure. It's old, it's crumbling, it's falling apart. It's ridiculous. I was driving through my own neighborhood just yesterday, and I was talking to Jeff and saying, how ridiculous, it was windy yesterday, how ridiculous that all these power lines are above ground. Why in the world in California would this be the power grid that's all living above the ground?
It costs more money to put them under the ground, and the stockholders don't want to hear it. They don't
Correct.
Spend their
and
money.
So instead of PG&E spending the money on doing that up in Northern California, they took the bid, basically, the gamble that California would bail them out because California had in the past. They capped the amount that they'd have to pay out in liability claims. The other piece of this is that California is requiring a huge amount of money from the power companies to go back to green initiatives. And so instead of actually updating their infrastructure, which would be good for their customers and for everyone in California for that matter, instead, they're kind of paying to the mafia, which is California's lawmakers, right? And saying, here's what we have for these green initiatives. And by the way, thanks for scratching our back with the help to bail us out when and if these fires break out. And who's getting it in the shorts? It's the taxpayer. It's the person who's living in a PG&E district in California. And lawmakers and PG&E are just sitting there scratching each other's back and forth. That's the problem.
The people listening to this program around the country and around the world are wondering, what's the lesson here for me or for us? And I think what the lesson is, frankly, is pretty much the same as what's gone on in California. There are all these power lines. Now, it may not, granted, it might not be as dangerous in your area because if you go on the big sky country, I was thinking about Montana, the three or four stations there that carry the program, how the power lines are, you know, maybe not even use Montana, but any place that's wide open where you see the power lines going across the plains, across the landscape. In my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, it's all through the forests, and you know, I have to cut down trees in order for the power lines to go through there. And so one wonders, okay, what if this happened here? If the companies are doing as bad a job as they seem to be taking care of their infrastructure, then could this happen here? And the answer for a lot of you, if not most of you, is yes, it could happen there if these power companies, these regional power companies, are not taking care. National Grid, NSTAR, Eversource, whatever the name is that services you, Edison, if they're thinking is probably pretty much the same. As a stockholder company, the stockholders want as much a return as they can on their investment. So that doesn't mean, it means no to the question, should we put all these power lines under the ground? So does the federal government have to step in and say, okay, too bad you guys, I know you don't want to, but you're going to have to. For the public good and necessity, putting these power lines underground is probably the only thing that makes them really safe. And that's what you ask yourself as you're driving around today, looking at the power lines, whether it's the single pole down your street or whether it's these huge stanchions that are out in the middle of nowhere that carry the power across the country. It's dangerous, dangerous stuff. It really is. So, food for thought. What do you have down? What's the name of the company in New Jersey that does the power?
Jersey Central Power and Light, JCP&L. Mm-hmm. But it's not really, it's sort of like a bunch of other offshoot brands underneath it now, because it's, I think New Jersey is one of those deregulated energy states, so my bill seems to be from someone different every month, I'm not sure how
that
works.
You can choose, by the way, I have done that in my neck of the woods. I choose to, the power all comes from the same place, but there was a law that was passed, I don't think it was Massachusetts, I think it was the federal bureaucracy that allowed different companies to come in, and I happen to choose a green company. The money goes to various green initiatives, so the power doesn't come from coal-fired sources. It eventually will come from the sun or the wind.
I don't think I have that option, especially in our apartment building. I'm not really sure if we do, because when we moved in, it was just, here's your account, and that's it. So, not sure.
Now, in some places, you can look around. I have mine actually through American Airlines. I get miles.
Well, that's
so
good.
I'm doing a green initiative, and I get miles for it. I don't think it's the cheapest program in the world, but I feel strongly about doing the green thing. And I also like getting a few extra miles here and there. So that's how that all works. All right, so we want to find out about America's favorite holiday, and we'll do that in a moment here after these words on the DJV program, which is quarter after the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara here with the scoop. Jennifer has the scoop on what America's favorite holiday. We would all think it might be Christmas. That seems to... I said to Jennifer, when she said, I want to talk about America's favorite holiday, I said, can we insert the word pagan in front of it? Because most of the religious holidays were actually pagan festivals before they became religious festivals. So what, are you going to go through some stats here with us?
Ladies, do you agree with Dougie that Christmas is the most favorite holiday amongst Americans?
Of course it's
I would
not
say,
you're leading this.
I would say 4th of July, maybe.
Interesting, Kara.
I love Christmas, but I also like to eat a lot, so I'll say Thanksgiving.
You guys are so good. You've just picked the top three holidays of Americans. So this is actually done by 538. 538 is a survey company. They typically do a lot with candidates and with polling, which is how I discovered it. And I said, wait a second, if we're actually doing something fun here. Forget about Bernie Sanders for a second. Yeah. Uh-huh. So the question is, what holidays are on your top five? And so they went around and they asked Americans to rank their top five holidays. So this was 1,095 respondents between the survey times of December 8th and 10th. Christmas was number one, 78% saying Christmas was their favorite holiday, followed by Thanksgiving and Independence Day. That surprised me, Victoria, so very good on that. That was in third place. Fourth place was New Year's Eve and Day, followed by Easter. Little surprising because Halloween has become such a huge spending holiday that that's in at number six. And then get this. Memorial Day, Valentine's Day, Labor Day, St. Patrick's Day, a birthday, Veterans Day, Martin Luther King Day, and then Christmas Eve. What the heck, guys? I always like Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day.
Wow.
Only 4% say Christmas Eve.
Let's follow up that. What's the most used four-letter word at Christmas time? Most used.
Well, in my house, it might be a little different, and I can't say it on
air. Okay. Gift? I don't know.
Nope. Yeah, that's a good guess, though. Got one? Victoria?
Love?
Nope. That's a good gift. That's a good one, too. All right. You want me to give it away?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The most used four-letter word in the holiday season is Yule. Y-U-L-E. Yule. All right? Good conversation starter.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Music time, music portion of this hour of the program at 23 and change after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you listening now to Luke Combs, whose 2019 Beer Never Broke My Heart tour came to an end with two sold-out shows in Nashville on Thursday and Friday night. He surprised the Thursday audience with a appearance from Keith Urban, who came up. This is very interesting, huh? A very exciting performance of Hurricane. After Combs finished the first verse, chorus of Hurricane, the arena erupted when Urban came out from behind the curtain to sing the second verse. As they finished their song, fans launched into a sing-along with Urban trading riffs on guitar with Combs' band as the concert came to an end. So, do they live? Urban live in is that
Nashville?
Where
yeah.
He and High Forehead live?
But you know what's weird is that he must love him because I saw him, it must have been the ACMs just recently. He and Nicole Kidman were sitting in like the front row and the camera kept panning to them during Luke Combs' performance and the two of them were like rocking out. They knew every word. So they must be big fans of his.
I need to get into more country artists because like pop artists, other people don't ever do this, but every single country show ever, they bring on like five other people who were huge country stars. Unless that's just a Nashville thing. I don't know, but they all seem to be friends with
They're supportive
industry,
of one another,
nice.
It would seem. Yeah, that's very nice. I agree with you, Tara. It's a nice touch. So, I'm just trying to, my mind is wandering into how Nicole Kidman walks through the main downtown in Nashville and does her shopping or whatever.
A lot of celebs live in Nashville. Reese Witherspoon has a house there. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, they live there. I think.
Well, the country people you'd understand, I suppose. And she's
I don't think anyone should probably get more privacy than living in L.A. L.A., you've got the paparazzi everywhere trying to follow you.
Taylor Swift hangs out in Nashville, like, in her house or whatever she owns, apartment building, I don't know. But I think that's kind of a place that she can actually get some privacy, too.
Keith Urban apparently wasn't the only surprise guest. Early in the evening, Thomas Rhett joined Combs, What You See Is What You Get track, Lovin' On You. And so I think it's kind of nice. Combs said he was extremely grateful for being on the stage playing for this crowd. You recall first seeing a concert at this place where they were. What is the name of this arena?
It's the Bridgestone Arena.
Bridgestone
it's the big,
Arena.
Yeah, it's like the Madison Square Garden of Nashville.
Nashville, right. He saw Garth Brooks in 2010, played one of nine benefit shows there to raise money for the city of Nashville after they had that flood. Remember that in 2010 there? At the time, Combs hadn't even started playing guitar, and he'd driven from his home in North Carolina just to be there for that. So, what did he do earlier in his life if he wasn't a singer? How old is Luke Combs?
Late 20s, pretty young.
Yeah. Huh. All right, up next, as we are focusing on country music, Blake Shelton and his pal Gwen Stefani have teamed up for a new duet called Nobody But You, featured on Shelton's new project, Fully Loaded, God's Country. It's out now. Let me hear, let's listen to this.
There are only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free.
What's going on in her career these days?
Well, they're on The Voice together, so that's still going.
Yeah,
the live shows are still on.
Singing, yeah. She's not doing much.
I mean, well, yeah, she released out an album a couple of years ago that was pretty big.
Her residency last year in Vegas, or actually this year in Vegas.
It's still going on. Yeah, she's got, I think, a few shows left. Yeah, she's been really busy. I don't know that she would have time for anything more.
Yeah. This is their third duet together, by the way. You make it feel like Christmas appeared on Gwen's Christmas album last year, and I'll Name the Dogs appeared on Blake's album last year. What's that song, I'll Name the Dogs? I don't know.
You name the kids.
I'll name the dogs.
Oh. Okay. There's a deal for you. Music in our focus at 28 after the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The full report on the impeachment case being made against President Trump by Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee has been released overnight. Now, the House Rules Committee is to lay out the rules for debate and will discuss proposed changes to those two resolutions tomorrow. And a floor vote on the impeachment articles is scheduled for Wednesday after some debate. Expected to be approved in the House, it would then go on to the Senate, where Republican Senator Ted Cruz says he will maintain his oath to do impartial justice according to the Constitution.
But the oath of a Senate juror, it has some similarities to a criminal trial, but it has some differences as well. The framers understood that impeachment, particularly the impeachment of a president, is inherently a political exercise.
The Texas Republican was speaking there on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth.
The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Four after the hour now on the Monday, December 16th, Tuesday, December 17th version, where ambidextrous here on the DJV program. Good morning, good day, happy trails to you. You realize that we're only a week away from, where aren't we, week, what are we, yeah, it's a week and a day or something. That's, hello, Christmas time is upon us. And that means that there are a lot of movies, the Hallmark Channel is full of movies. But Hallmark has something else to be concerned about, Victoria, beside all their movies, right?
Yes, a lot of bad press over the weekend. So Hallmark Channel, essentially what they did was they had they pulled ads for a wedding planning website called Zola because the specific ad featured two brides instead of a man and a woman. And so apparently what happened, the behind the scenes of this, is there's a conservative group that's pretty anti-gay called 1 Million Moms, and so they complained directly to Bill Abbott, who is the CEO of Hallmark, of the parent company Crown Media Family Networks. And so I guess he made the decision to pull the ads, and because this group said that they found them offensive and not safe for family viewing and blah blah blah. And so it spread really quickly, and a lot of celebrities, a lot of people just the hashtag boycott Hallmark Channel started trending. And celebrities like Ellen DeGeneres tweeted at them and at Bill Abbott and said, it's almost 2020, you know, what's going on? I'm all ears. We're listening here. And she said, what are you thinking? Please explain. And so now, and then, you know, it's funny because a lot of different celebrities were, you know, chiming in and sharing opinions. You wouldn't maybe expect to see William Shatner, but he was one who came out and blasted Hallmark for doing this too. So a lot of support kind of all around, and not to mention LGBTQ organizations like GLAAD. They came out saying that this is just so discriminatory that all love should be equally celebrated. And essentially that's what Zola, the wedding planning company, that's what they said. They gave 6 ads to Hallmark, and Hallmark pulled everything that didn't have an opposite sex couple in it. So it was pretty
blatant. Hallmark known for being that conservative?
Hallmark is conservative. Right, they're now making statements saying that
affair.
Yeah, I mean they're now making statements saying that they're reversing course. They're going to air the ads after all. They said that the Crown Media team, this is their quote, the Crown Media team has been agonizing over this decision as we've seen the hurt that it has unintentionally caused. Said simply, we believe this decision was wrong. We're truly sorry for the hurt and disappointment. And so they're reaching out to Zola, and I guess they're going to start airing the ads again.
Okay.
But you know, it's not a great look for Hallmark, because like you said, right now this is probably their highest viewing at the time of year.
Away from anything that's controversial, Hallmark. I don't know if it even has a political slant, but I think that
no, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know that it's even fair to characterize them even as conservative. I think they just want to stay away from anything that could get them into trouble.
Excuse me, I'm not talking about conservative in terms of politics. It's just a that side of the street. Look at the people in their movies, the way they're dressed, the way they're coiffed.
Yeah, everything ends in a kiss, nothing else. I mean, it's just
middle. It's kind of middle America. The reason I would say is, and I love all the Hallmark movies. They're cute and cheesy. But the reason I would consider them to be more on the conservative side is because they've made statements, I think it was even the beginning of this year, that they were thinking about maybe considering, and it was really like a very vague statement, maybe considering having like a gay couple on one of the movies, because they've never had that. So it's really,
that's their choice and they're welcome to it, but just be aware that the consuming public may want to say something about what they're offering is their bill of fare. That's it,
right?
You know, the good and the bad and the ugly part of the thing. I'm just going to go one step further, or I'm going to turn the page a little bit. There is a claim on the BBC, whether you've seen this or not. Apparently, there's a video, an educational video that's being aired that was produced by the BBC that claims there are 100 genders of human beings. The 100 gender theory, I'm not sure where they come up with this, but I was hoping maybe you guys would jump on. All I know is that there are male and female. And then there's the transgender stuff, and would you consider the LGBTQ, is that, those are all gender nominative, are they?
I don't know where
sexuality, gender is different than sexuality, I think, and that's the,
for sure,
the gray area that people, you know, there's a lot of arguing and I think a lot of misunderstanding, because people say, they kind of conflate the two,
get around anatomy?
Well, that's always my question. I mean, there are people who identify in different ways, but if we are not science deniers, as a lot of people like to accuse people of being, there are two genders, and biologically there are two genders, but that doesn't seem to be...
Well, I think hermaphrodites technically are a third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't know of where you get 100 from. I'm not sure.
I don't know. There's a fellow that they interviewed that supposedly is an expert in this, named Benjamin Butterworth, who's actually a gay guy.
Why Benjamin Butterworth? I mean, that name.
It can't be real.
Dr. Butterworth. Yeah.
Dr. Butterworth. Anyway, they're trying to get at this and how you can figure out what it is that where they come up with all of this stuff and who identifies as what. Is this just for human beings would be my question. It's the original premise
of
their
hunting. There are other species that are, are known to have multiple genders. And,
right.
Yeah, so
penguins,
maybe,
for example. Did you know what penguins were?
No, I know penguins can be gay because there's a there's a gay penguin couple that just has adopted their second egg at the zoo.
Really?
I have a couple friends who are vets and veterinarians, and so we were just talking about it a couple weeks ago about gender and different animals and things like that. So, yeah, I didn't know about that part, but I do know that the gay penguins are raising another egg together in Berlin.
Gay penguins.
Yep.
The this thing is becoming a national, I don't know whether it's a national disgrace, whether it's a national problem. I think we've all figured out that vaping products are bad, or there are certain, there's a set of them that are bad. Montana now is going to enforce what they've described as an emergency ban on flavored vaping. Montana's come up twice in this last half hour. There were three or four stations there. I was thinking about the power lines and stuff when I drove around. Driving in Montana is an experience like you will never have anyplace else. It really is big sky. Has anybody else driven in Montana beside me?
Always wanted to go to Montana.
I don't think I have been there.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous state. But driving across it, you just get this feeling that it's a different kind of a place, frankly. Anyway, so what I'm focused on here is the health department for the state noticing on the weekend that they're putting up a temporary restraining order to prevent the ban from taking effect. I'm not sure. They started this in October. Most states have done this now, right, around the country? And then pretty much, what are they doing in New Jersey on the vape ban? Is there anything?
New Jersey is similar to New York. I think they're moving forward on the flavored stuff, and they're cracking down on, I think they've raised the age to 21. So you used to have to just be 18. Now it's 21. But I think every state is kind of grappling with it in a different way. In New York, they got rid of the flavored stuff, but then they kept the menthol because that's what smokers choose to vape when they're trying to quit smoking. Or, it's not everybody has to quit smoking. It's your choice. But so they left the ones that are more adult-oriented, and they took out, like, cotton candy and blueberry and all the stuff that kids like.
So am I the only one who thinks we have a bunch of hypocrites in Washington at these various agencies, the CDC and the FDA, getting reports? The CDC said 2,400 people have been hospitalized because of vaping and related lung injuries. Okay, so that's serious. But has the FDA or the CDC moved to declare opioids a health hazard because 70,000 people died last year on opioids?
Yeah,
what are they doing
about
that?
I don't know what the CDC has done, but I do know because I've interviewed probably four or five different people from Health and Human Services from this administration, and there is a concerted effort to go after opioids from the administration. It was something I think that Trump ran into on the campaign trail. I don't think that he was aware, maybe not all of us were aware, what a problem it is in smaller places. Vermont.
Rural America?
You wouldn't assume that.
High on drugs.
And
a lot of drugs.
So they actually, for the first time in, I think, 10, 15 years, something like that, there was a decline. Now, small, 3%, but a decline in opioid overdoses in the last year, which
is... think about it, Jennifer.
A small accomplishment, but good in the right direction.
What we talk about
here...
But are
more people doing heroin to replace it because they can't get scripts anymore? That's also happening
cheap,
in a lot of places. Yeah.
And because of what's going on in the farm belt, what's going on in rural America, what's going on with our farmers, the suicide rate with farmers is second only to the suicide rate of former military. And the crisis, and I don't like that word because it's overused, but this is a crisis. And the number of people who are older that are committing suicide in farming versus the younger people in rural America who have been connected to farms and agriculture who are on dope, it's not much of a stretch to figure out what's going on here. The desperation that they feel, they lead lives of desperation, and they want to escape, and that's what this stuff provides them with, is an escape. It's pretty disgusting. Speaking of disgusting, you know what the national debt is? I'll tell you after this.
Consumer confidence in used vehicles is high. A recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll found nearly 70% of Americans would be likely to consider a used vehicle. Matt Arnold of Ally's auto team says that's due in part to advances in quality.
Automakers across the board are churning out higher quality new vehicles, and that has a very positive impact on the overall used vehicle market.
More than half said they would feel most comfortable buying from a dealership that sells new and used.
Some of the advantages of going to a local dealer are that you get to look, touch, and drive the vehicle. You can sit down, ask questions, and compare new and used vehicles.
But before you buy, Matt says do your homework.
Go online. Look at car and dealership reviews to help you get comfortable with not only who you buy from, but also the type of vehicle and features that meet your needs.
Matt says vehicle service contracts to help cover unexpected repairs and replacement parts can also provide peace of mind. For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. I'm Kendra Wright.
Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy three at the regular price and get three without paying. Check it all out. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we go, boys and girls. The latest on the federal debt. Victoria said, why are you bothering this? Nobody cares.
No one does.
Well, I think we ought to.
You are honestly the only person in my entire universe who ever talks about the national debt.
As of last week,
because it's out of control.
It really is. The total federal debt is $21,516,058,183,180.23 as of the close of business last Friday.
I'll tell you what. I'm in first. I'll take the 23 cents. Go ahead.
Really?
I'm going to do my part, yeah.
I mean, and it's gone up $1 trillion. Here's what it did. The federal debt since last year at this time has gone up $1,239,772,458.95.
Is that all military spending? Where did that money go?
The only way
you're going to cut the debt is if you cut entitlement spending. And it's truth. No one wants to hear it.
60%. Yeah.
And exactly. And no one wants to do it. The only person who actually tried to do it was Paul Ryan, and he even got laughed at by his own party saying, yeah, right, we have way too much on the line. We don't want to be the party of cutting people's entitlement, their food stamps, their unemployment.
Third rail.
But you know what?
It's a third rail. But yeah,
we're gonna cry and moan about it, and until someone actually does it, it's just not gonna get better.
Yeah, crank it up. The Senate has passed a resolution that recognizes the Armenian genocide, 405-11, the Ottoman Turkish Empire. Remember, if you study that in history. You know what they did? They killed millions of Armenians, actually, in the early 20th century around World War I. So now we've recognized that fact, at least. 10 before the hour.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Money Pit time is 53 after the hour. Our weekly visit from Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard all around the country every weekend, The Money Pit. And there also is a podcast, The Money Pit Podcast. You can get that anytime. Subscribe to The Money Pit Podcast. You can get it on the same places. You can get all the podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and added bonus, you can always call Tom middle of the night. He'll answer the phone, huh?
Hey, you never know when a home improvement question is going to break.
888-MONEY-PIT. That's true. All right, breaking so the question news at the moment is that when you're trying to find a Christmas tree, a lot of people start right after Thanksgiving, and then they all they get brittle, and the trees die, and there's a mess in the house, that sort of thing. So you've been asked many times, I'm sure, for the best tips in buying and keeping a tree fresh. How do we do that?
Yeah. Well, my preference, of course, if you have one nearby, is to buy your tree, the freshest tree, is from a tree farm, of course.
Right, local.
Because you get to, you know, cut it down and take it home. But even before you do that, Joe, before you do that, Doug, you need to go out and you need to actually measure the space that the tree is going to fit in, because the trees always look smaller when they're outside of the tree farm, and even at the tree stand. Mm-hmm. They always look smaller. You get them home then, and all of a sudden there's no room for the angels on top or getting the thing in the door. So make sure you're measuring the width and the height of the space, and then bring that measuring tape with you when you go for your tree shopping trip. You know, there's all kinds of different pines that are out there, so you want to pick one that is going to look good in your house. You know, a Fraser fir is the kind that has a very traditional look with the short needles and the stiff branches. That's the most common type. But then, of course, the longer needle ones are a little more elegant and they look good with garlands on them. Make sure you've got a great stand and make sure that you do a fresh cut on the bottom of that tree. And actually not an angular cut. Sometimes people think cutting it at a slight angle is better. No, just a straight 90-degree cut. And when you get it home, you got to get it in that stand and you got to get it drinking right away, because if you let that cut dry out, the tree's going to dry out. The tree needs to be in water as soon as possible.
The sap will dry it out. The sap on the end of the cut will dry up, and you're cooked.
And if you have to bring it home and, like, you know, maybe because you did it at night and you can't set it up for a day or two, then you got to make another cut. But you want to get that into,
into
the
stand.
Because it's going to drink as much. It's going to drink the most water the first couple of days it's in the stand. So
what about lemon? Isn't there the thing about putting lemon or honey or whatever?
Nope. Nothing.
No.
Okay. No.
No.
I heard about everything. Yeah.
Yeah, but there are some of these, depending on where the tree comes from.
Well, we put bleach in the water. I'm like, why would you do that? You trying to kill it faster?
Kill it? Yes. The bugs that come on some of these trees. We know we have lots of bugs here and there. What happens if people get those bugs into their house?
Yeah, there actually are a whole slew of what we call Christmas tree bugs that attach to trees, whether they're at standard or farm. You've got the aphids, and you've got pine needle scale.
Mites,
bark beetles, even spiders. So give it a good shake before you bring it in the house. And, in fact, some Christmas tree stands and farms have a tool. There is a tool called a Christmas tree shaker that just violently shakes it.
Yeah. I'd shake it at the place you buy it so they can have the bugs there. You don't want to bring the bugs home to you.
Yeah.
Shake the bugs off at the Christmas tree joint.
That's a wise move.
Thank you. Hey, leave them there.
We've got tips on both of those topics, Doug, on MoneyPit.com right now. We've got some great posts about that.
Here's one of our listeners named Annie who's wondering what your advice is, Tommy, when it comes to putting a cork floor in a bathroom. Yes,
I know. That's an excellent choice. Cork is a natural material and incredibly water-resistant, and it's beautiful. It's been actually around for a long, long time. It's been around for over 50 years as a flooring product, but it has gained new popularity as we've become more interested in eco-friendly flooring products. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a super good idea. It's also soft and comfortable on the feet. I have somebody who's a good friend of mine who has a cork floor in his kitchen. And it's so nice in the morning to step on that cork floor instead of
falling down. You won't get hurt as well.
Yeah, well, that's true too. Instead of
falling down on Saturday night,
ooh, bonk. It's like a cushioned room.
Well, the padded room, right?
Padded room.
Always talk about the padded room. All right, so you have all kinds of reasons. You go to MoneyPit.com, the tips for buying a Christmas tree, keeping it healthy, that sort of thing. Find out all the practical things that you need. Answers to questions, there they are at Money Pit, or call them and leave your question. 888-MONEY-PIT is the phone number. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit here on the DJV.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.